Today we want to finish Revelation, the 12th chapter, the last verse. We've already talked about some of this. The dragon was enraged with a woman, went off to make war of the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Today I want to talk about the testimony of Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation 19:10 that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it lists a variety of gifts given by the Holy Spirit to the church. One is the gift of prophecy. And so the spirit of prophecy is that gift that enables one to forecast, speak for God in forecasting what is going to happen. Notice in Revelation chapter 1, starting with verse 1, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ, meaning what Jesus wants to reveal, which God gave him to show to his servants the things which must shortly take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. So the Bible is saying in this second verse of Revelation that Jesus testified about what is to come, and John scrupulously wrote down what Jesus testified, and that is called the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Now, there have been many prophets through the century. There were Old Testament prophets. There were New Testament prophets. The Bible says there are modern prophets, true prophets and false prophets. But a true prophet is one who has the spirit of prophecy. And Jesus, in this case, had the spirit of prophecy. He talked about what was to come. The book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus operating with the gift of prophecy. And so to narrow it down to any other prophet, for instance, Paul had the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of Paul is the spirit of prophecy operating in him. In this case, Jesus has the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of Jesus is specifically the book of Revelation. Now, why am I underscoring this? Because if we go off in a different direction on this verse, we miss something very important. Revelation and Daniel, the two apocalyptic books of the Bible, were primarily given to either Daniel or John, respectively, through an angel. That is, the angel received the information from heaven, from God, and gave it to Daniel, and in this case, received it from Christ and gave it to John. However, there is a place in the book of Daniel and a place in the book of Revelation where Jesus steps in and almost like waves the angel aside and says, "This is so important, I want to give it myself." And we're going to compare those two places, one in Daniel and one in Revelation, for a specific purpose. I don't think I'll get done with this in this 5 minutes, so it'll have to be finished tomorrow. But we go to Daniel, the 10th chapter, and we discover that there is a description of a being that Daniel saw in vision. He says in Daniel 10, verse 5, "I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man dressed in linen, whose waist was girded with a belt of pure gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a tumult." Now, if you compare this description with the one in Revelation, the first chapter, which is identified as Jesus Christ revealing himself to John, you'll find almost identical language. We are speaking here of the same being. So Daniel in chapter 10, in these verses, is describing seeing a man dressed in linen, and the description shows that it is none other than Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to talk about this more tomorrow and what this all means, because there's something very important that I want to conclude from this. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.